This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. 9 years ago today, terrorists hijacked four U.S. passenger planes and crashed them into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The victims of those attacks are being remembered today at ceremonies in all three places. Elsewhere on this program, we talk with New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg about his memories of this day and its meaning and the controversy over the proposed Islamic Center near the site where the World Trade Center once stood. Today's anniversary comes in the midst of heightened anti-Islamic sentiments. It coincides with the end of Ramadan, the Muslim holy month. For the first time since the 9/11 attacks, the feast celebrating the end of Ramadan falls at the same time as the anniversary. And it's an awkward coincidence for America's Muslims, as some communities are scaling back their celebrations or simply postponing them, worried they might be misconstrued. NPR's Jimmy Tarabay reports.
Ramadan goes by the lunar calendar. So every year, the month of fasting is about 11 days earlier than it was the year before. Kashif Munir, a doctor living in Ellicott City, Maryland, with his family, hopes non-Muslims understand that.
It's not something that we planned. It just happened to fall that way. And our intention is to celebrate our holiday, not to, you know, celebrate 9/11 or anything like that.
Normally, because Muslims don't get the day off for Eid, they plan to celebrate the weekend following. This year, though, mindful of 9/11 and all the controversy of recent weeks, including the proposed Islamic Center in Lower Manhattan and the Florida pastor's plan to burn the Muslim holy book, Muslims around the country have made tomorrow, not today, the day they'll be out having fun.
I'm sure there's some people who would try to take advantage of Muslims celebrating.
Imam Jawhari Abdul Malik is director of outreach at Dar al-Hijra Islamic Center in Northern Virginia.
So we've said to our community, take that day after Eid or the day of Eid and make it a day of worship, a day of service, a day of prayer and reflection, which is a part of what the Eid is about. And then for that community gathering to defer it to another day.
Muslim groups have booked moon bounces, pony rides, and even reserved tickets for Six Flags for September 12th, knowing ahead of time that organizing these activities for today would have been inappropriate. The Munir home is full of family. Kashif's mother fries a Pakistani potato dish called pakora on the stove. Kashif's parents live with them, and his brother Wakas and sister Sonia are here from out of town with their children. Kashif says the Muslim community knows it needs to be sensitive around this time, even as he sees glimpses of hostility from patients he's treated for years.
And sometimes I'll point it out. I'm like, I'm Muslim, and how have I treated you these, you know, 6 years that I've known you or whatever? And then they're, no, we didn't mean about you, doctor, you know, so. But, you know, it's tricky.
As Americans, Kashif says they mark 9/11 as well. So in between the prayer and reflection, there's also a moment of remembrance for the attacks. But Eid is also a time of celebration. There are 9 children tearing about the place. Everyone gets presents, including the grown-ups. Kashif points to his wife, Sadia, who's moving slowly about the kitchen. She's 9 months pregnant and due any moment.
I had to buy her 3 gifts because one was the end of Ramadan and Eid. One is we're going to have a baby. And then one is our anniversary is next week, too.
Whatever else may happen for Muslims in this country, at least they won't have to deal with this delicate timing issue again for a while. Wakas Munir says what they're all thinking.
Lunar calendar, we won't have to deal with this for another 30 years. So.
Actually, more like 33 years. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News.